Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katuongere katonda chitafinga lizamani.
Let's have God a mighty hand clap.
Oya tukunganyiza nate.
Gather us again.
Ngatuja mukukiriza ngatuongere mukukiriza.
Taking us from faith, moving us into faith.
Ukuva mukulira nokulira ekigambo
chi. Which come from hearing and hearing his
word. Kabuya gambaru mesule 10:17.
Romans 10 verse 17.
Tukukiriza kuva mukulira.
Faith come from hearing.
Nokulira ekigambo cha katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Mukisera buli
Every time.
Bongera kwebazai katonda chitafwe.
Washinzira
wakuru weguru
yona. Bubble the heaven.
Nokora mu byona.
You walk in all.
Nabe fese suri okunyoro mukaga wegambye.
Nabo
okozo omulimu ogwe tendo.
Done a marvelous work.
Echama gerereche uunyu.
And they wonder.
Masakati gafwe.
In our midst.
We bare mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ari mugweri okusatu.
Is in the third heaven.
Bakorise choku biri 12 gweyogera ko burundi.
Speak of well.
Lord soka pakoro kuna.
One to four.
Best
in the third heaven. Heavens and earth.
Matthew 28:18.
Reigned in our hearts. You've corrected
it.
Oh, good shepherd.
Bishop of
our chief bishop.
We
hope to give you glory and honor. You've taken care of us well, Jesus. You've shepherded us well, King of kings.
We
hope to glorify you.
You
promise to be with us after the end,
as
Bible speaks of you. And the children of men,
Holy Spirit,
thank you, Jesus.
n'otusinza bulijjo abakitafa
w'omukulu ne tutamwerabira
n'omutujjukiza
n'omutujjukiza
n'otukkiriza okusaba kwa kitaffe kwe yagamba n'asinzira mu yeremiya esula y'okusatu kumi na mwenda ti nandi batadde etya mu baana era nandi bawadde nti obusika bw'ezzadde lyange n'agamba nti naye bwe mukyukanga muddenga gye ndi era mumpitenga taata so temuddanga mabega weebala omwoyo omutukuvu atujjukiza ndi kitaffe ali mukulu bulijjo buli wetwogera ndi kitaffe yeebazibwe buli wetuyita ndi katonda yeebazibwe buli wetujjukira ndi yesu yeebazibwe tetukwerabidde mukama tukyayatula erinnya lyo ne munnaku zino embi tetukwerabidde ne mubira abaweereza abo bangi nga bakuvuddeko ffe tukyayatula tukyayatula kuba omwoyo omutukuvu atuwadde amaanyi tukyayatula kubanga mu Zekkariya nyamukaaga agamba siwamaanyi siwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo wa katonda owange gulumiza omwoyo wa katonda baka engeri gy'omwebaza ey'enjawulo alyoke ayongere akole mu ggwe kubanga we twebaza ayongera okutuwonya abagenge bajjukire ekkumi omwenda tegwadde kwebaza n'ataguwonyeza ddala okwebaza n'amugamba wonera ddala wonera ddala webaza omu omutukuvu olw'emirimu gy'akoze webaza ayongera okukolamu omulimu mwebaze gwe omulwadde akuwonye natae akuwonyeza ddala mwebaze mwebaza olw'okuyigiriza okugasa mwebaza olw'okujjukiza ebyawandiikibwa ayongere nate okugabirira yewuuyo atola ku byakitaffe n'ebyakitaffe nga bya yesu n'atuwa yongera ogulumiza omu omutukuvu mulage nti nkusamu ekitiibwa mulage nti nkuyayaanira kubanga sirwa maanyi sirwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo wa katonda kyenvudde mpangula obwenzi kyenvudde mpangula obugwagwa kyenvudde mpangula obusirusiru kyenvudde mpangula sitaani kyenvudde ninyirira amalogo kyenvudde ninyirira obusamize kyenvudde nsambirira ennaku kyenvudde mpangula obwavu bw'obutamanya n'obwavu bw'omu nsi muno weebala omwoyo obutukuvu nzijjukira
I remember.
Chapter 1. Ategeza mukama waffe Yesu n'omwoyo bw'alikyalibwa w'amaanyi nammwe mulibeera abajulirwa bange mu Buyudaaya yonna ne mu Yerusaalemi ne ku nsonda ennyo ez'ensi mugambe nkwebaza omwoyo omutukuvu buli kifo kyonna njatula erinnya lya Yesu lw'amaanyi go newankubadde nga nzitibwa emisana n'ekiro naye simaliddwawo kuwa omwoyo omutukuvu ambalirira muwe ekitiibwa mwebaza omugambe sisobodde kulokoka wotali omwoyo omutukuvu yegwe kisa nkindokodde yegwe kisa nkindokodde ayi kabaka bakabaka gwe kisa nkindokodde sisobodde kuwangula bwenza okugjako gwe gwewe kanyambye okuva mu nsi gwewe kanyambye okuwangula okwegomba kw'amaaso gwewe kanyambye okuwangula okwegomba kw'omubiri gwewe kanyambye okuwangula amalala obadde gwe omwoyo w'amazima isaani alabika nga ndi wanjawulo wakati mu nsi ey'ababi isaani alabika nga ndi mutukuvu wakasi mu nsi ey'ababi isaani akwata ebiragiro bya katonda wasi wakati mu nsi ey'abamenyi b'amateeka webalo webala omwoyo omutukuvu isaani ategeera isaani ategeera tekabadde maanyi gange mukama isaani abikulira ekigambo kya katonda naye buli wensijjukira engeri essula esooka olwabiri mu esatu n'agamba nti mukkiriza okunenya kwange bafukeko omwoyo wange omutukuvu abategeeza ebigambo byange obadde gwe obadde gwe omwoyo omutukuvu kyenvudde ntegeera ebyawandiikibwa kyenvudde mbitambuliramo kyenvudde mbijjukira abadde gwe abadde gwe abadde gwe omwoyo w'amazima niwayogerwako mu Yokaana essula 14:6 omwoyo bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna alibajjukiza byonna obadde gwe okunzijjukiza ebyawandiikibwa we mbadde ŋŋenda okugwa mpulidde eddoboozi lyo nga ligamba kyawandiikibwa tobbanga obadde gwe anzijjukiza bulijjo obadde gwe bwe mbadde nseerera obadde gwe bwe mbadde neerabidde obadde gwe anzijjukiza nti katonda ayinza byonna. Oh, all.
I am overcomer for you.
Say.
Thank you, Father.
Wongera kwani zora bishamini mweje chitaro. Mwejo joko za minji mchanga shetandika. Mwejo joko za minji mbiro vino. Yongere mina na minji chitafu. Yongere mina mja minji kama kama kama. Yesu. Oko za minji mminji okuwa mdoda kwa gunesi. Tukweba za. Mwere ndio banji. Aba wangu demu aba bari mkuru. Na hitu kusaba na mbiro vyafu. Oyongera kore vya nja uru. Oyongera kore vya chitaro ay Yesu. Mwere ya matukufu. Wari wakumaza manji.
You are on the many waters.
Genesis
1.
Verse 1
and 2. No to me walk to the goodness. Psalm
104:30. No to the goodness. Na yenga mu to the goodness. No
bena
wo. Paka mbiro. Ebi amataba kanua. Go kayana na fe. Mama na bona na fe. Paka moyo mukichida fe. Oya gaba vayo. Vayo basikiri. Na yenga wangu madengo wa vayo. Nua. Oya fika. Era watu mibwa. Mchivana yeche juba. No kayana na no mubera na famuliato obade ko yasigarawo okunura abatumere banapi omoyo wa masima laba nambiro bya fe waka biko atumesura ya 10 osigare kunshi okurembere mu we bare okose biku
unude
baji musiona oloko de baji mukama onye zabaji na yadu kusaba aya moyo wa masima nambiro bya fe bishimu we yongere kore bya chidoro we yongere kore bya maji we yongere I am a Kamakama.
Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Almighty God. We will give you glory and honor. You are worthy of all our praise. We bow to you, Lord. We
come
to honor your throne, Lord. We give you glory and honor, King of Kings. In our generations, Lord. We
bend
your standards here. We
have
to honor your hand in Jesus' view.
You live us in Jesus'
view. We have to honor your hand, Lord. We
are above all
the heavens. We have to honor your hand,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank you,
King.
King of Kings. Give you glory and honor. Give him mighty hand. Of him the house high. Father, get them well. And the
ones
that Jesus gets them, they are his alone. Him alone. Him of the Holy Spirit alone. Him alone. Thank you for crucifying the saints.
Descend
on the ladders. Verse 12.
Thank you for
the host of angels descending down. The army of angels coming for your sake. The army of angels come for your sake.
The army of angels come for your sake.
The worldwide call. The
church
of the entire world. The army of angels descending.
Descending
on the ladders of gold. On the
army
of angels descending.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy. Wherever you are, armies of angels. You spread in the entire world. You put camps in the entire world. Thank you, Lord. You worthy of the praise. You display your praise, Lord. We show your praise here. We show your praise in Uganda. We show your praise in the entire world. Glory and Lord in God's nations. Thank you, Jesus. You can sit down in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. I'm going to request to greet of your brethren. Both will come them in the presence of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Robina, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. God is a standard strategy of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Are we together?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to move on with the
65th
standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, to take them to heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. Praise Jesus much. And these work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth, where there is God's heavenly government on the earth. It has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth, and to see that the council of heaven, it is established on the earth. Praise Jesus much. Just as we've come see in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, even Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. When it speaks that thy will be done on earth, as it is done in heaven. Praise Jesus much.
And
in the Job chapter 37, verse 17 downwards, he said that, can you establish the castle of heaven on earth? God is heavenly government on the earth. It has that responsibility. See that things done in heaven are done on earth. To establish the castle of heaven on earth. Praise Jesus much. Now our second government, it's God's government in the governments of the earth. Or you call it
government,
the central government of God's heavenly government on the earth. Our responsibility, to see that governments of the world, they reconcile with God's heavenly government on the earth, which works through church. Even to see that we prove to governments of the world that God rules 99% in their governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
so in this time on, we still move on to concluding
department,
the 8 departments
government
which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. And in this time,
kule, kule department,
we are on department of teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth. We are right at the end of it. Yes. You remember where it ends? Remind your brethren. At the end of it, on the 7 divisions, you finish them well. Have you reminded them well? We are on 7 divisions of responsibilities of teaching priests. In revealing the full knowledge of God, it is the fullness of God. To reveal presence of God, it is the glory of God. Even to reveal works of his hands. In the entire heavens and the earth, in the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Now you first remind them that we have so far seen there on these 7 divisions. Because we concluded in the 7 that we began of last time, and as we saw fullness of God the Father, remind them from the first to the 7 where we end. As be to I come. They have reminded you well. Remind them. Don't look in the book. They are looking into the book. Tell them cover it and they remind you well. They remind you the 7 divisions of responsibilities of teaching priests, revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, it is the glory of God. Even to reveal works of his hands in the entire heavens and earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Yes, we reveal to you the 7 divisions. If they had forgotten, you remind each remind the other. Yes. Right there, I know that. These words have committed them to the faithful people who will be able to spread them to others. And they fulfill 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Yes. Let them remind you well. Remind your neighbor, don't look at me. I want to prove 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 6,
and
epistles have talked through every person and reads on them.
Yes.
I want them to read you now. You tell them as they read. When they forget, you remind them. Yes. That's why this is set to 2 in the Luke chapter 10 verse 1. Yes. Two want to remind the other. In the Ecclesiastes it says, two are better than one, for they have a great reward in their
world.
And if one falls, another lift them up. Yes. Yours. Have they explained? They are on which number?
Wow.
Do they understand them? They are faithful servants. They can spread them to others. Are they looking in the book? That book is your episode. Me, I want mine. Who is you?
There
are those who say, don't write. Pastor Newman does not write. Pastor Robin never writes. You are our episode right now, we are writing. The letter has it been written well? Have they put on a signature? Okay, brethren, let's leave there. In the name of our Lord Jesus, thank you for being a good disciple who can spread to others. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the 7th division, responsibility of the teaching priest in revealing the fullness of God, His glory, even the works of His hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We covered the fullness of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We last saw the fullness of God the Father, which begins above all the heavens, and goes ahead to the beginning and the end. Before creation happened, there we find the entire new heavens and the new earth, which are unending, which enter in the everlasting of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we heard in Ephesians 4 verse 6 that one God, Father of all, who is above all, He passed through all and He works in all. So we saw that the fullness of God the Father begins above all the heavens to reach the beginning and the end before creation happened. There we find the entire new heavens and the new earth, which never ends, which enter in the everlasting of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we saw Ephesians chapter 4 in the verse 9 up to 10, be able to reach the beginning and the end, we go back above all the heavens. before creation happened, and we reach at the beginning, as we had Genesis 1 verse 1, that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. Praise Jesus much. And when we reach at the beginning, and we knew
that
there we find the entire new heavens and the new earth. Because the heavens and earth which are when they pass away, we see entire new heavens and the new earth. According to Revelation chapter 21 and the verse 1. Praise Jesus much. But we were told that the entire new heavens and the new earth, they never end. They enter into the everlasting. When we
were
in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 22, and the Father told us
that
as the entire new heaven and the new earth, they never move from my presence. Even the offspring will never depart from my presence.
The
new heavens, new earth never ends.
They enter
to the everlasting of God the Father. Is it not that?
And
in Isaiah 63, were we together? And
it's
called God the Father, the everlasting. And there we were there. According to Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2. And we are there with the Father. Enter new heavens, new earth. And he goes to the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right there is where we knew that God is known as the God who was and who is going to come. Because we were there, and there is what we call new heavens and new earth.
And
where we are going to go back to. As we heard in Revelation chapter 1, in the verse 4, that which come from the one who was, who is the one we're going to see today, and who is going to come, who was,
he
is the one who is going to come. That is above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end,
where we
find the new heavens and the new earth which never end, which end in the everlasting of God. Praise Jesus much. According to what we had, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, that what is already happened, praise Jesus much.
And
God seeks for that which passed. So where we were, in the Psalms 90, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, where we find it a new heaven and the new earth, it's where we go back to.
And
when we end, concluded,
2
Peter chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, we were told entire heavens and earth they are to pass away, but we expect entire new heavens, new earth, where righteousness dwells. That righteous one is God.
And
we say without holiness, no one will see him. Sure. That is some of what we saw.
That's
the fullness of God the Father. Now today, we want to see the fullness of God in the world. The fullness of God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we see him in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, even in the height.
Yes.
I don't want you to say you'd never understood God. Sure. You are with the teaching priest. Responsibility handles it well.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Today we see fullness of God in the Father. Fullness of God in the Word. Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we see his breadth. His length. The depth. Even his height. And they make the entire heavens which is in their fullness, even all the planets and earth which are with their fullness. Yes. Have you written down well? We see the fullness of God in the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we see his breadth. We see his breadth. His length. The depth. Even the height. Which make the entire heavens their fullness.
The heavens.
The four heavens. Even all the earth is their fullness. They are the 10 planets. Yes. There it's come out clear. Sure.
Oh, ha.
Already begun to understand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember. When we've come reading in Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 9, and we are told this word. Let us read we hear.
Isaiah chapter 11,
verses 9.
Tebalirumya, ne wankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga enseri julo okumanya Mukama, ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Yes. No more halt on any of God's holy mountain. And they will no more be destroyed in this church. Because the earth will be filled knowledge of God. As waters cover the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If the earth is filled knowledge of God, it can be filled his glory. Even those with flesh. And they see it all together.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The earth.
When
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. They will no more halt. Neither destroy on any of God's holy mountain. The mountain of the house of God, it is the church.
For
the earth will be filled knowledge of God as waters cover the sea. And in that time, people can know the breadth. They can know the breadth. They know the length. They know the depth. And they know the height of God. And they have gotten the fullness of God. As he told us in Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17, up to 19. Let's read we hear. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima jamwe olokukiriza.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Verse
18.
May be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Verse
19.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If the earth is filled knowledge of God, It can get rooted in the Christ Jesus. The other, it can know the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of God. And if it reached that measure,
able to
know the fullness of God. Praise Jesus much. After knowing fullness of God, it can be filled with the glory of God. And all those with flesh, they reach it all together. Ask me and you. When
it says in
Isaiah 45, verse 5, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 5.
N'ekitiibwa kya Mukama kiri bikulibwa. Ne bonna abalina omubiri balikirabira wamu, kubanga kamwa ka Mukama ke kakyogedde.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all shall see it, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Yes.
In
Isaiah chapter 40, in the verse 5,
because
the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
And
all those with flesh, they will sit all together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, if we want to know the fullness of God, the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, it's to know his breadth, his length, his depth, and the height. Praise Jesus much. It brings us to know
four heavens
and their fullness, even 10 planets with their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then we know those.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we go back there. In John 1 verse 1, that this word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, he was together with the Father and he is God. But his fullness could appear to be how? Let's read we here. John chapter
1
verse
1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word, he is God. Know him in John 1 verse 14, that the Word clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son on this earth. Let us read, we see. John chapter 1 verse
14.
And the Word clothed the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. You have heard me well. That in John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word is God. This Word, in John 1 verse 14, he clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son. When he became the Son,
it
did not stop him being God. He remained God, and he has his fullness. According to Hebrews chapter
1,
and he said, on the Son, he speaks that, your throne, O God. It means he remained in being God. But we want to know his fullness. How is it? Yes. Hebrews chapter 1, verse
8. Entebe yo ayi Katonda ya lubelera emirembe n'emirembe.
But unto the Son he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Yes.
Kumana yogerante.
On the Son he said that, Your throne, O God, is forever.
Yes,
he remained God.
Chidegeza.
It means
did
know the fullness of God the Word.
We
know as the Son Jesus Christ. We go back in the John 1:1. We first know that the Word is God. And we understand that in John 1:14, even though the Word close flesh became the Son, it never stopped him that he is God. Because Hebrews 1:8 says, speak on the Son, he said that your throne, O God, is forever. But his fullness, how is it? God the Father says, he will God
pleased.
Fullness of heavens and earth, that they be within him. Right as he had just manifested, all things were to be in heavens and earth were in him. And here, explaining the size of Christ, how it would have been in creating the entire heavens and the earth. Yes. You've understood me. Is there a way you've understood? Yes. In the Colossians chapter 1, the Father himself got pleased.
Yes.
Let's read the verse 19. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
Kubanga kitaffe yasima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Yes. Let there be fullness of that he has. Sure. Let there be fullness of God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. That fullness, how is it? Let's read verse 20. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20.
N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye, bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe mu ye, okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes. In heavens and those of the earth are in him. Sure. Very clear.
Hey, I know
he has his fullness.
And
the Father was pleased
that
be the fullness of God the Word. We call the Son Jesus Christ. Things of entire heavens.
Heavens
with their fullness.
And
10 planets with their fullness. They are all in the Son. You know Jesus?
You
understand him well, Pastor.
You
can praise Jesus very well.
So
there are those who say, Jesus is not God. Not you.
You
that you are Jew? He shall show you his fullness. Won't you be terrified? Jesus is not God. It's even a younger level, smaller. That Jesus is not the Son of God. God never gives birth. That you argue things which are small. We have a big drum we've brought. Not played by a foolish. Those who get the knowledge in the Word of God. If you play the small drum, you failed me. Jesus is the Son of God. Now we have a bigger drum. Next, which failed them. That Jesus is God. Now we tell you,
he
is God, the Word of the Son. That drum you failed for refusing to understand the Word. Another heavy, bigger drum. Not employed by the fool. Except one in the wisdom in the world. We reveal the fullness of God in the world. Known the Son, Jesus Christ, makes the heavens, four heavens, even their fullness, even in mind, their fullness. Now you are in a bigger drum.
Amen.
It's a bigger drum. It's lengthened. You can't stretch to play it.
You
humble under the hand of the Lord be told. You know, he said he was in the world. They never knew him up to today. Sure. They have never known him. Let's read this John. Did you understand him well? Someone said, Apostle, why hold that boot in the pocket? I know him.
You know where you go.
I have to enjoy myself. Yes. You know, if you speak what you understand, you kiss your lips. The Bible says, he who answer a good answer, kiss their lips and they feel the sweetness. Sure. And the pain is on the Satan as he speaks it. He feels the
first
glorify Jesus is extremely beyond him.
Amen.
He fought those who say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now there's a bigger drum reason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those
who believe they were there, you enjoy yourself. You know they say you have to believe in the greater one. And the
greater
of the one, they say the big one is coming. We name him what? This one, we name him what? He's so big, elevated.
Exalted,
the big among the big ones. The people of the world, they are not even big.
Hey.
Let's put the John we see. The Father got pleased.
Yokane sule soka onyirwa kumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi ensi yakolebwa kububwe era ensi teyamutegeera.
He was in the world and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. Yes. Never knew who he is. He come here. Yes, he has come. All things are in him.
Amen.
Oh, man. This is interesting. The big one was in the world. In him is all the heavens.
Four heavens.
Even their fullness. All the planets are in him. Closed flesh appear to us. In a portion on him. Now you is not a believe Jesus. You are missing much.
We
worship big ones. This one is big. The Father him. Man.
Issue
of the Father himself. The eternal of the Son. The size of the Father is of the Son. For this is going to take them away. Take us back in the size of the Father as they share it.
Woo!
One who not believed Jesus yet, you are in a big loss. The Holy Spirit told you before in the John that he was in the world. Even the world was made by him.
Those
in his territory never knew him.
He never understood him. He told them,
nobody
will understand. You are in me. Me, I'm in you. That one is big.
You say you
understand it, I'm in my father. You two are in me. Me too in you. We say what? You are in your father. Your father makes up above all the heavens. Heavens and earth are in the father. He engulfs them like that. We are in him. Heavens and earth. We now. He's in the father. We are in him. The big one.
You
see, that you'll understand it now. This is the day. Apostles called them the other day. Now we are in that day. It has reached on us.
Wow.
Man,
this
promise reaching on us.
We
in John chapter 14.
Yokana esura ya kuminanya.
John chapter 14, verse 20.
Kuluna kuoro.
Ademu tu kuzichi. Aha.
Yokane sura ya kuminanya onyinu wa makumi avili.
John chapter 14, verse 20.
Kuluna kuoro, muli tegera mwe, nganze ndi mchitange, na mwe munze, nange mumwe.
At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Yes. On that day. We are in that day. We are in that day. Understood. Father makes above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end.
We
find it a new heavens. The new earth which never ends. It's everlasting of God the Father. Now we see. The fullness of God the Word. Know as the Son. Jesus Christ. Make it a heavens. The four heavens. And their fullness. Even ten planets. With their fullness. We are inside here. Him.
Amen.
Amen.
I died. The
Holy Spirit says in the Acts chapter 17, he spoke of that day. Man, he said, because we live in him, have our being in him, and move in him. Things of heaven and earth, in him, King of kings, Lord of lords. And now you see you.
Then
you are Jesus, the Son of God.
And
you get
ahead, so
better. Understanding confuses us. Even a young child cannot understand like that.
They cannot
come from the womb of the mother. you agile that. You are not in Jesus. That is foolishness. You are foolish more than even a young kid. But they know they come from the stomach of their mother.
But
you forget you are even in Jesus. Even those who see,
when
Jesus is in me and they dance like that, they don't know how they are in him. Others they sank. He is in the ocean, even the mountains. You repeat. He's in the mountains. What were you meaning? He fills the heavens and the earth. And he's in me. Yes. Now what you wear a trumpet? Blowing a trumpet you don't understand. You are a signpost showing a school and you never reach to school yourself. But we shall sing them as we've understood them. What were you singing? You explain me what was in your mind as you sang that song.
As you sing, you sing to them as you explain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They say they were thinking what?
Zonto. Vurugu.
Huh?
Empute.
They sang on their mouth. Even in words.
But
hearts not on that. Worshipping God in spirit and truth takes you to know truth which speak about Him of the Holy Scriptures. Acts chapter 17 3 to 26, he says like
this.
Acts chapter 17 from verse 23.
Kubanga bwembadde mpita nentunulira bye musinza era nensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwa konti kya Katonda atategeerwa, kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera nze kye mbabuulira.
For as I passed and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.
Verse
24.
Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna, oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi, tabeera mu masaba gakolebwa n'emikono.
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of the heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. Yes.
Kubanga Katonda yakola.
For God who made it.
Ogera ku master designer.
Speak of the master designer.
Master planner.
He.
The master designer.
Master designer.
Master architect.
Master architecture.
He designed
the heavens and earth.
They have used a
God who made.
They have
not said God who created. Yes.
The
Lord of heavens and earth. And all their fullness.
Matthew
28 verse 18. Have been given power in heavens and earth. We thought they gave him when? Who gave it to him? God
pleased
fullness of heavens and earth be on him. He was given him in ancient days. When he came from the Father, all things in heavens and earth, they came with him in him. Creation of heavens and earth, he manifested them. Let's understand, we came from him. Heavens in their fullness, and all the earth in their fullness. Let's read verse 25.
Acts
chapter 17, verse 25.
Sota welezebwa mikono gy'abantu nge yetaaga ekintu, kubanga oyo ye yabawabo n'obulamu.
Neither is he worshipped with man's hands, although he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things.
Verse 26.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and bounds of their habitation. Verse
27.
That they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Verse 28.
Kubanga moyo tubabalamu, tutambula, tubeerawo, era ng'abamu abewamwe abayiya bwe bagamba nti, kubanga era tuli zadde lye.
For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offsprings.
Olwabirimu omwenda.
Verse 29.
Kale bwe tuli ezzadde lya Katonda, tekitugwanira kulowooza nti Katonda afaanana zaabu oba ffeeza. Obe jinja,
Therefore then, as we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the deity is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. Yes, God created heaven and earth.
Does
not live in temples built with human hands. That is God the Word. Because entire heavens in their fullness, even all the earth is their fullness, they are in Him. You build Him which house? These you build your synagogues, and you call them the house of God. Not yet understood what we worship. How do you build Him the synagogue?
Points
which size and it's in the world? How can you dare begin to mean Him like that? For He said, in Him we move, we live, we have our being.
We
are on this earth alone even. Not even move to the entire heavens. All things in there move in Him. What house are you going to make for
Him?
As is so requested, gold and silver, fashioned with human hands. That's why we cannot
make
image of a male or female that on any stone that we bow to it. We cannot, like these Catholics,
come
even the cross. What are you doing, you? Look at them. What are you doing? God, I speak of you, know Him. God's the Word. The Son, Jesus Christ.
Things
in heavens and earth are in Him. How can you form Him where? That's why I told you. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 14 to 16. Up to 20. He said, never make any male or female image
of
any animal about
or
anything in the air supply or tower the sun and you make it to worship bowing it to it.
Boy,
how can you dare make Him?
See,
even on the throne where He sits, in the where He appears,
there
too we've not formed this possible.
You
can't make it in any goal.
What you have,
there are
pressures
in the entire heavens and all the earth. How can you begin to do what? To be equal to Him. All treasure, all the
hour
of the entire heaven, they are in Him. Now you can form Him in which treasure? Which treasure equal to Him? Gold? Look at that other who is on the cross.
Oh, yes.
That Jesus. Are you people? There's no religion which understands God. Religions which are the world. I'm sure of that. And if you want proof, you listen to messages like this.
And
there is a difference between Jesus and Yesu. Yes. And there's a difference between Lord and Omukama. Yes. You find it.
Omukama Yesu.
Omukama Yesu. Praise Him.
Omukama Yesu.
Omukama Yesu. Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God equated gold, not a car, neither a house.
Why
a God like that? He feels things in heavens and earth. They are in Him. You can equate it to what? If you get your funny car, that Jesus arose for me, you see that Prado, Jesus arose for me, you see that story house, you equate Him with what? In things within Him, these blocks you get from the soil cheap. You build houses there.
You
go in the furnace where they make color, paint, you paint your buildings. You say, Jesus has arisen for you. Yet you live in him. All along he never rose for you, yet you move in him. Look at that madness. Let the madness you be healed of it as you get knowledge. People of God, all along God is destroyed for lacking knowledge. Hosea 4 verse 6. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Knowledge is lacking revelation.
If
you worship what you don't understand, we move, live in him. Angels are all within him. My God. 24 elders. The paradise. My God.
Woo!
The four living creatures, all mountains of bronze and stones will never defeat the second heavens. My, there is a city, Jerusalem of heaven, sat on entire heavens, not on a planet, on a heaven. A planet is a small thing like that. In the midst of it, making not a quarter of heaven, it cannot make it.
Even
a 100 times a quarter, you cannot have a planet. Planet cannot equal to a heaven. Very small. When you look heaven, you see big. There are stars which are big there. Sun and the moon. All those are in him. Look at the planets.
You know
the bigger planet here we are. There are other nine planets. There are even planets bigger than planet Earth. They are in him. We are in there, very small. Look that they are actually Jesus, not the Son of God. They actually in one. Look at them. Very small like this. Small. Why are you there? He was born just like that. You can't even sit. You are all lying down like that.
Flats.
They carry you like a corpse. Dead body. Look at your Wiseka. They carry you as a corpse for months. They try to see how you begin to learn
something.
God strengthen your bones. You eat his food, it grows. Look. You
began,
as you trembled, as you crawled. You trembled as you began standing. He teaches you how to walk. Look. The heads, which never thought where they poo-poo.
Bafukawa.
Yeah, you're in a nowhere. You're in a nowhere. All you say, you poop on yourself. God, through your mind, you understood. When bones grew taller, he joined and flesh.
You
separated the toilet. And where the urinates. After you say,
Jesus,
Jesus, no Son of God. He's done all that to you. He's full. See the madness. There's no Son of God. You still have much foolishness. Why did you go to school to study then?
It
profit you understand. When you went to school, you went to get corrupted from there. You can't look and see things done. And you come from school, you say God is not there.
Now,
you see where to get foolish there instead of understanding. When you researched much on humans, you named some parts of their bodies. You named the pancreas. Now, pancreas is a human being. He discovered that part in the is in there. After you got pushed, God is not there. As I analyze, these parts are growing by themselves. They start when?
You gave you
wisdom checkers. Who was he? Why did you not check him? As you still like a corpse, you've been born flesh.
You
get back become a corpse. For where you began, you end there. We shall stretch you again. We put soil on that your body.
Your
spirit will go be judged of the madness you've been doing. You Jesus is not a son of God.
God,
even being a level of son, is lower.
And he is
fullness of heavens and earth. Man. That's why me.
Let's
say we go in those debates. We ask Jesus, Son of God, or not? I'll bring in him his things of heavens and earth. You ask whether he's a son, young children, be in your debates.
Amen.
You ask what you don't understand.
Huh.
Ask you things of foolishness. The heading I bring, all things in heavens and earth in Jesus, God. Who are you? I bring the proof that we are dead. Are you wink?
They
should not bring them in a school of God like this one, and they begin to teach them. They have to sit down.
Our
brothers of religions, mostly the Muslims, you sit down. The things we are on, the major things. We still argue Jesus the Son of God. We are on things which are high leveled. In the meeting of the elders, you should not reason, you sit down.
But this word we
speak them in those mature. Yes. This wisdom we speak, we're speaking the mature, the young. You still have Jesus on the cross.
Well,
what we speak of is not that one.
Jesus
thinks.
And
foolishness filled the world much,
but
get wisdom in the word.
Bible, when it's
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5,
enter
verse
6,
it says this.
First
Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 4.
Ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogerera mu abo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino. Era agatali ga abakulu abo mu mirembe gino abagwawo.
But we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. The wisdom we speak in those mature.
And
when we speak this wisdom,
it's
not of the princes of this world. No. Passes away. We speak of wisdom which is everlasting. It will never pass away. That things in heaven and earth have been in Jesus. Let's read verse 7. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7.
Naye tuogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama. Gali agakisibwa. Katonda ge yalagira edda. Ensinga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This we speak of. Wisdom of old before the world was there.
On
God the Word as he came from the Father. He had his fullness within him. Besides, when he created heaven and earth, all the begotten from him, 24 elders came from him. The third heaven with its fullness. Praise Jesus much. The second heaven with four living creatures and the mountains there, they came from him.
They first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of angels, angels 100 trillions. They are in there. Kelvin sons of the anointing. They are in him.
Fourth,
that heaven, this one you see,
the
stars you can never count by children of men, and they are bigger than planets. The moon, the sun, they are in him. The bottomless pit, hell, it is in him. 10 planets, including planet Earth, they are in him, even their fullness.
Ah,
yes.
Wow,
man. There's nothing we can take me from Jesus.
For
I know him well.
No.
So much. I can't compare him to which can take me from his love. And we see nothing will take me from the love of Jesus. What much then? Though you want to run where? That you be safe from Jesus. You will be in him. Even in hell, you are in him, he sees you. As he beats you from there. Of not humbling to him. Many of you. I believe in my religion. Believing in your religion is not the right thing. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. That is the right thing. That what is Jesus is the one you have to hear.
He came
in the scroll of the Bible, written about him. Someone
wrote
written of him. Romans 10:10 says, the person believes with their heart, be given righteousness, confess with the mouth, to be saved. You are not saved. You are in your religion. You want to believe well.
Here
they once say that you believe and be saved.
We
do believe in Jesus. You lie. Jesus is not Jesus.
Jesus
is on that your cross you make. That they have them in their neck. They kiss them. Those they kiss their rosaries. That Jesus is on their rosary. Oh, Jesus. You
know,
people, you have a problem. Very serious. You play foolish things like that. You are on people, children of God. You play on them in those religions.
You are
a child of God. Run from there. Come to Jesus. That Jehovah's. That God the Father. That Jesus. He's just a mere son. Look at them.
What?
Can I call you among creations? You are not among creations, for they know they are gods. You got corrupted. Became an unusual creation. Which denies its Lord who created it.
They
even
me,
I believe Jesus, if he does not give me this, I'll leave him and depart from him. You go where else? Where he is not. That
there
is our
mosque.
Don't bring Jesus here. You built it in Jesus. Things in heaven and earth. My goodness. I love some creations. What are you speaking? Don't tell us your Jesus. Yet you live in him.
Me,
I think you are not normal. You are fell man. Listen to these words. Be saved on madness.
Don't tell us you are Jesus. Take him away in your homes. In our homes. Look at you. The other word is very big. My people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. It is so big. I wonder God.
He creates the
pigs. He puts them in him and he fights them after. Why does he not stop create pigs? After tell us, we avoid, we should not eat them. Yet he's created them for us. And they're in him. That's why Eden said, every creation is of God, God is to be eaten with thankings. For it's in him. Someone has said, fornication. Even women, why refuse us when they're in him? He refused you, refused you those not yours. He gave you one. Meanwhile, I reject Allah is one thing. Creating many pigs on this world, he refuses to eat them. Everywhere they're around us. He builds a mosque. He said, don't bring them here. Yet they live in him. They are not in Allah. If they were in him.
Ah, yeah.
Why should any apostle leave this world? The problem
you're
which is
recording,
they are all recorded. When did you stop them? Though you stop me, the message is spread.
Amen.
We already
planned, recorded everything. Though you cut off the heads. You cut it all up to
you.
I'll leave records behind. I go home in heaven. I leave you on this world.
You meet your
forefathers in hell if you don't repent.
Oh my.
I enjoy myself.
To enjoy yourself, understood
is your goal. Yes.
He
sent his apostle.
Apostle
speaks the word of God. The exact of that you hear. That is what you want the world to understand about him.
Christ,
Jesus delights and he says, Apostle, yes. Speak more about me, let's go.
Amen.
Now, these bring jealousy to some people. Except when you have. You feel jealous in you, but humble down. You'll be cleaned by the word you hear. That he enjoy himself all like that. You wanted me cry.
Have
a sorrow of sin. Have you seen that on me? He rested me. He said, all you were in burden, come unto me. You will see the rest of your spirit. Come to Jesus. Think of
kings,
Lord of lords.
In him
are things in heavens and earth.
He's
brought, is
tall,
highly exalted. Deeper in the depth is the one.
Amen.
I
feel the peace of Jesus. You know, he said, I am divine. My father is the gardener.
We
never knew the word was with the father. He came from the father. He appeared. He said, you are branches, all of you in the heavens and earth. You came from me, all of you. Right there, another level has come. Why all along they tell you, things in the heavens and earth, they are in him. Still they came from him.
You.
He
never manifested where he was not. That's why I told you, I am the way. You wouldn't have manifested. I'm the life.
You
have not life without me. I'm the truth. If you see yourself, I am the one
there.
I am the one. In the name of Jesus, insects, I'm the one. In the fish, I'm the one.
Amen.
Angels on the four corners of the earth. I am me. They came from me, those ones.
Heavens,
they came from me. Says, nothing you can do without me. Can you breathe without him? It's impossible.
He
created the invisible. There in him, the wind and the oxygen, it's his parts.
Oh!
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Here, Jesus. The glory of the Lord. It's been revealed. John chapter
15.
Verses 1 to 5.
Yokane sura ya 15 nnyolisoka.
John chapter 15 verse 1.
Nzemu za bibo gwa mazima ne chitange ye mulimi.
I am the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
Olunyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Bulitabi elili munze litabala bibala alijao na buli elibala ebibala alirongosa lyeyongerengo kubala.
Every branch in me that bears not fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes it that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3.
Mwekakano mumazo kubaba longo folwe olwe chigambo chemba gambie.
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Olinyolo kuna.
Verse 4.
Mubere munze nange mumwe. Ngetabi balita inza kubala biba lali oka. Balita bera mzabibu. Bwechitio na mwete muinza. Bwemuta bera munze.
Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Verse 5.
Nze muzabibu, mwe matabi. Abera munze, nange muye, oyabale bibala binji, kubanga watali nze temuli koche muinza kukola.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Yes. Those verses are interesting when you've understood them. John 15 verse 1 to 5. I am the true vine. My father is the gardener. That is John 1:1. The beginning was the word. And the word is with God. And the word is God. I am the vine. You are the branches. We all
be
manifested from him. That is John chapter 14. Verse 6. He is the way of our manifestation. I'm the truth. Everything you try to see is real. It's truthful existing. You see, you touch it even that you don't see, but you hear, feel it as the wind. All it is him. I am the life. Because all your spirits, they were gotten from me, of all creations in the heavens and earth. He said, one which never bear fruit is cast off and it dries. It's thrown in the fire. All those who deny him, deny to confess Jesus is Lord, they refuse to confess his name and to bow to him, they are those who dry and they are cast in hell to wait for the lake of fire. And he said, without him, we can do nothing. We cannot. He knows how we sleep, we rise up, how we move, and where we go. Praise Jesus much. From his fullness we were given.
The reason why his fullness always makes up the entire heavens and all the earth. For from his fullness we all were given. John 1:16. Let's read, we see. John chapter 1 verse 16.
Kubanga kukujula kwe fefe na kwe twaweebwa. Nechisa mchifo chechisa.
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Yes.
Kubujuvuwe.
From his fullness. We all were given in the entire heavens and all the earth. But my God.
Wow, man.
All along the fullness of Christ, you saw this way. We were given from his fullness. The God like that. Me, I wouldn't have been here existing. First, as we opened up the service, it's a praise we gave back to the Father. We gave God the word, the Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Tell him we would have been able. It is true. From the fullness, all creations, even the smallest you see, even that you've never seen, all from his fullness, we were given. And we are his fullness. That's why you get angered when you refuse to believe him. For you are part of him. And you deny him. He has to destroy you. He has not a loss he makes. For he is so broad and big. You are like one brass come off a house. It cannot begin to leak. Don't tell the grass, get off it.
The
house cannot begin to leak. But
agamba mubakolosa esulene esoka.
He said in Colossians chapter 1. Verse 14 and 15. And he says this. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14.
Mwe tuberera no kununulibwa kwe kusonyibwa kwe bibi byaffe.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15.
Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Verse 16. For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All they are his. They make up his fullness. Invisible and invisible. The invisible, the easiest of them.
It's
this wind, the oxygen we breathe. It too came from him. Everything with life, it was gotten from him. Everything with the spirit, it was gotten from him. And Bible says in the John chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 that life was in him and life became light of men. They are the spirits in us. The life in all creations in the heavens and earth, because we see, we live. You joke with Jesus. You have a big condemnation of denying him. Whoever does not believe him is already condemned. My God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read the John chapter 1.
Yokane sule soko linyirwa kuna.
John chapter 1 verse 4.
Obulamu bwali muye. Obulamu ne ubo musana gw'abantu.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Olunyolo kutano.
Verse 5.
Omusana ne gwaka mu kizikiza. So ekizikiza tekyagutegeera.
And the light shines in darkness, and darkness overcame it not.
Yes.
Life was in him. Life became light of men. You see, you look outside, you can see that your spirit, it is life gotten from him. Spirit of our creations, small and big, visible and invisible, in the entire heavens and the earth. Him is the Lord who gives life. We are spirits created. He is the life giving spirit. Praise Jesus much. Many things concern him. More of that, the teaching priests, they will reveal them to us. You know, in Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah 66 verse 1, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1.
Nensi entebe yebigere byange nyumba kije muri nzimbira era kifochi ekiribe kiwumulo kyange.
Thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? He spoke that in this chapter, Isaiah 66 verse 1. It is God the word, our Lord Jesus. He said, heaven is my throne, the entire of it. Earth is my footstool. Which house will you build for me? In what place?
Well,
can you tell me? That's why he never lives in temples. Built with human hands. God, you cannot build for a synagogue. Those synagogues,
we
build them be safe from the cold, the rainfall,
umusana,
the sunshine, even the heat, and he put there his glory. But them two are building small within him. When I know God, I have a way I handle matters. Building never put me on tension. That is us put there. But there is you. He is fullness. Whom I focus on much. That you can be saved. Lest he cuts you off. Cast you in the lake of fire. That's why he sent us to the gospel. He said, preach to all creations. In the heavens and earth. For all of them, they are his fullness. Preach to all buildings. Not. Yes. There is the greatness of God in it. But let me show you in the summary. The fullness of God in the world. Whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Moving from planet Earth.
To
enter to the third heaven. I want to just pass through. Sure. Priests will reveal the rest. Somebody say which priest? You.
God
has anointed teaching already.
It
will remain teaching you. Revealing to you much on him.
But
as we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14, that these heavens are four, right from planet Earth where we are, and all their fullness. Let's read, we see. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14.
Laba, mukama katonda oye nanyi neguru, neguru elia waguru, ensi, erana ebijirimu byonna.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God, the earth also, and with all that is in it.
He
showed us.
Behold,
the Lord your God.
Ye mukama we guru.
He's Lord of heaven.
Ne guru.
And the heaven.
Emirundi yebi.
Of heavens.
No bujufu wam.
And their fullness. Even the earth.
Heaven is nya.
Four heavens. And their fullness. Even 10 planets. In their fullness. As we move from this earth. Spoken most in the Proverbs chapter
8.
In the 41. He says this. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 31.
Nga nsanyukira ensi ye eberekamu n'essanyu lyange lyalina abaana b'abantu.
Rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Yes.
Nga nsanyukira ensi ye eberekamu.
Rejoicing in his habitable earth.
N'essanyu lyalina abaana b'abantu.
And his delight with the sons of men.
Ayogera ku planet earth.
His feast of planet earth.
Eseberamu abantu.
A planet where humans can live. But there are other planets you cannot live there. Now this planet Earth, in there are children of men. In it, it has its fullness. But I cannot list one by one. But all those are in Jesus.
It's a
small part on him. Now there are other 9 planets. Them to their fullness, they are in Jesus. Let's read of these other 9 planets in the Second Chronicles, Second Kings, chapter
23,
verse
5.
Second Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Najawo bakabona abasinze ebifaananyi bya kabaka ba Yuda. Najjawo bakabona abasinze ebifaananyi bakabaka ba Yuda be baayawula okwotereza obubaane ku bifo ebigulumivu mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu bifo ebyetoolodde Yerusaalemi. Nabo abaayoterezanga obubaane baali n'enjuba n'omwezi ne planets n'emmunyeenye n'egyo lyonna ery'omu ggulu.
And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places, in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned the incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven. Yes.
What is the planet?
There are other planets. 9 of them. With their fullness. Even some of them, they are bigger than planet Earth. Those given name we told you of. Well, it's Mercury.
Jupiter.
Even the others. And they are gotten from gods who never created heaven and earth. And we have to get for them their rightful names. For it was given Adam to name the creations which God never gave names. Praise Jesus much. When we come from the earth, this planet earth, even other 9 planets, is their fullness. We add on to the firmament of the heaven, where there are thousands of the stars. Yes. We are in the firmament of the heaven, where there are thousands of the stars, which are big. The sun and the moon. All there we are in Jesus. We are in the firmament of heaven. We are the servant of the stars, which are big indeed. Together with the sun and the moon. Right there we're still in Jesus. That's why he speaks in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 up to 16, and he speaks this of the stars. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Onyore 15.
Verse 15.
Bibenga ngetabaza mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi bwekityo bwe kyali.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so.
Onyore 16.
Verse 16.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two greater lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes.
Emmunyeenye.
The stars.
Enjuba.
The sun.
No mwezi.
If the moon
in
the firmament of the heaven, all they are in Jesus.
Stars
in different color and in different size, which differs.
You
know the stars are bigger than the sun. But the sun,
it multiplies
planet Earth 10,000s of times in size.
Yes,
Jesus is big.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
Wanji,
are we there?
Wano moyobu.
Here in Job,
agamanti munyenye nene nyo.
He said the stars are so big.
Neno kamala.
Big enough.
Nina zuzili mu Yesu.
But them two are in Jesus.
Tuli moyobu isura. Awa isura ya bili mubiri orunyiri rwa. Okay.
Job chapter 22 verse 12.
Yobu isura ya bili mubiri orunyiri rwa kumina biri.
Job chapter 22 verse 12.
Katonda tali mugulu awagulumizibwa erala bemunye nyebwezenka n'obugulumivu.
Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. Yes. The stars are very high.
Nene.
Big.
They
are bigger than the sun. And the sun
multiplies
planet Earth 10,000 times more. Amen.
And the
different splendors. In the splendors. Man, Jesus, I don't know.
You
know, in the heavenly journey. Man, heavenly journey things are interesting. You know, a person in the heavenly journey, they reveal the fullness of Christ.
For
when he speaks of them in the Corinthians, verse Corinthians chapter 15.
He says,
stars, they differ in splendors and glory.
Verse
Corinthians chapter 15, verse
41.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala, kubanga emmunyeenye teyenkana na ginnaayo kitiibwa.
There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Yes. They are so glorious. Now the one they are in then.
Wachitibwa.
So glorious.
Wachitibwa mukama.
He is glorious, Lord.
All the planets that worship honor him. His praise and worship. But sometimes what we see, the Holy Spirit got them from heaven and sang them, given us. But what we sing, we do not know them. As you've seen the stars,
in
Job chapter 12, verse 22, they are so high. And that's where we fall in the bottomless pit hell. The bottomless pit,
it's
bigger a little more than the star. Yes. Now the bottomless pit hell, the prison of God,
yes,
two is in him. We are still in Jesus. Where shall I learn from your spirit? In the heaven is there. In hell is there. In the earth, under the earth, he is the one there.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you for giving knowledge of you to us. Yes. Let's move from here tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, and to be ready to spread past nations that they may understand that knowledge God, the word Jesus Christ, if it is full,
has to
reveal its fullness, which makes the entire heaven and all the earth. Thank you, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who has helped us. We know you.
We are
able to add on tomorrow like this. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.